Welcome to the Co-working Out Loud podcast, an exploration into storytelling, community, and the art of marketing. This is episode 2 of the Co-working Out Loud podcast. In my early 20s, I moved by myself to Santa Cruz, California. I was doing some soul searching at the time, having what might have been a minor existential crisis. I knew there was something more to life than what I was living, but I wasn't sure what it was. My plan was to move to the Santa Cruz Mountains, spend a lot of time alone figuring out who I was and what my next move should be. I ended up meeting Shout, my partner of now 22 years, so my plan to be alone took an unexpected twist. But I did spend a lot of time walking in the redwoods, playing my guitar, listening to records, drawing in my journal, trying to figure out what was next. One day I was feeling particularly stuck about what I wanted to do with my life, so I went out walking to try to sort it out. My intention for that walk was clarity. So in a sort of walking meditation, I was repeating the word clarity like a mantra. Every few steps, I would think clarity. I tried to keep my mind focused. Over and over and over, for miles, I was thinking and repeating, clarity, clarity, clarity. Highway 9, the road I was on, is a windy, beautiful road that goes from Santa Cruz up into the mountains right through our redwood forest. It has some tight curves and a narrow shoulder, so walking on it can be a bit sketchy, so I kept my eyes on the ground. There I am, eyes on the ground, saying over and over, clarity, 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 trying to will an existential aha moment into being when my eye catches something on the ground. It's the tag from a pair of sunglasses, and it had one word on it. Clarity. I'm not even kidding. That happened. I don't know if you believe in the universe and its ability to orchestrate things, or angels, or just wild coincidences, but I'm telling you, it stopped me in my tracks and kind of freaked me out. I looked around to see if someone was messing with me, but aside from the traffic rolling by, I was on that road by myself, with clarity in my hand. All these years later, thinking about that tag still brings a smile to my face. Make of it what you will. Personally, I think it was the universe playing a bit of a prank on me. First of all, who was I to think I knew what I needed at that point? What I thought my new chapter was going to be proved to be completely off, and what I thought I needed was not at all what I needed. Some beautiful turning points I never saw coming, like falling in love in that same redwood forest, were about to happen. Secondly, what exactly was I trying to manifest with my request for clarity? Turns out, clarity's just a word on the side of the road. The kind of clarity I was looking for comes not through wishes and repetition, but through action, through trying and failing and trying something different, through putting yourself out there, through practice and a willingness to connect and be vulnerable. Clarity grows out of these things. There's a great Frederick Douglass quote. He said, "I prayed for 20 years, but received no answer until I prayed with my legs." So what's the takeaway here? I think the question is, what are we visualizing and trying to manifest without doing the work to make it happen? What's our version of asking for clarity when what we most need to do is put our heads down and get to work? It's important to keep our intentions clear and take time to work on our big picture vision. It's really important. But the reality is, I could still be walking on the side of that road trying to generate clarity when what needed to happen was to get into the messiness of life, to wrestle with the things I needed to wrestle with, to embrace new opportunities and people that were coming my way. I needed to live my life. I never could have known then that Shout and I would build a life together. I never could have predicted that I would become a professional writer. I certainly didn't see co-working coming. I was interested in community and collaboration, but co-working as we know it didn't even exist yet. The lesson here is to get clear about what you want, about what you think you need in your life and your co-working space and your work. But remember that clarity is just a word, and that the good stuff comes when we put our intentions into action. Thanks for listening to the Coworking Out Loud podcast. You can subscribe through the Apple Podcast app or listen at catjohnson.co. If you like the podcast, please do leave a rating and review.